Of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Coming up on 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, the sun is shining. Now, ask me, is it warming us up? No, not really. We're one below right now. But hey, this is going to warm you up, talking Make-A-Wish North Dakota. They got another great event happening this Saturday in Winemere. And we've got Casey and Amy in to talk more about that. Good morning, ladies. Good to have you in studio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, Casey, I want to touch on the blood drive first before we get to Make-A-Wish, because you've got that going on today at Scott's Electric.
Right.
And do you still have slots available?
We do. We have quite a few openings, unfortunately, from like 12 to 1. So perfect lunch hour. If somebody wants to come over, just drop in. I think, you know, yeah, we would just take drop-ins.
Okay.
So
okay.
Just stop in to Scott's Electric, or they'll see the bus outside.
Right.
But definitely. And then at the end of the day, probably around 1:30, I think we have a couple too. So
okay.
So if you just want to drop in, I'm sure they will take you.
You can just walk up and yep. It's not going to be a problem.
Correct.
All right. Switching gears. Make-A-Wish North Dakota. You guys have been busy. How did your purse thing go, first of all? Let's back up and talk about that.
Yes, our purse event was phenomenal. We raised almost $14,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it was an awesome event that we held. So
okay.
We're looking forward to next year. Already.
I was going
to
say, is this going to be a recurring thing, I would imagine?
I think so. We've done it 2 years now, and they have it's just went over so well. They keep asking us to do it twice a year.
Wow.
But we'll stick to once a year for now. But
and all that money staying right here for the kids in North Dakota.
In North Dakota.
All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, you got another great event happening Saturday. I'm going to make sure you get some good weather for this, too. So
yes.
So enough with the worried brows here. Forget it. You're going to have great weather on Saturday for this. Talk about this. This is a puzzle competition. You've done this before and had good luck with it.
We have. This is, I believe, our third or fourth year doing this. So again, come on out to Winemere. We do have a spot. I could take two more teams.
Okay.
I always get a couple extra puzzles just in case. And it was great because last week I had a team say, I know I didn't sign up, but you know, you're always looking at your schedules and hey, we don't have anything to do. I can take two more teams.
Two
so,
more. Okay. So you still have room.
We do.
All right.
Again, it starts at 4 o'clock sharp at the Winemere Community Center, and we are going to have a meat raffle afterwards, probably about 5:30, just depending on when the puzzle competition gets done. And also, we have a great selection of other raffles, gift card trees, some baskets people have put together. So if you don't want a puzzle, or if you just want to watch the puzzle competition, which is so fun to watch it, if you haven't been to one, you know, 20-some teams, and at 4 o'clock, it's just deathly quiet.
Right.
You know?
Get here.
So there is a time lag. There is a start, kind of like firing the gun, and it's like, go.
Yeah. So we just, right before 4 o'clock, we set out the puzzles so people can't strategize, you know,
right.
Like, okay, you got the top, you got the, you know, you got the red barn or whatever. So, we just set it down, and we set a timer and go. First team done. First three teams wins prizes. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, it amazes me, like things with Purse Bingo and with this, it's not just the event itself. It's everything. I mean, you mentioned raffles and everything that goes on around it.
Correct.
Who thinks of these ideas? Do you just kind of brainstorm and say, hey, we should do this along with the event itself?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of as a team. There's, you know, there's more than just us two. There's other great volunteers in our community that help with this event too. So kudos to all the people involved. Yep.
So two more teams. If you're out there listening, you're cordially invited. So what do they do to get signed up for this?
They can reach out on Facebook. They can call me at 701-640-5477. Or they can call Amy at 701-899-2784.
Okay.
And just let us know, and we'll get you signed up. And also, to let you know, the Black Pelican and Winemere will be serving food and beverages for purchase. I'm not exactly sure what they're serving for food, but, you know, if you
It'll be good.
It'll be good,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you wanted to come a few minutes early to eat or afterwards would be great, too, you know, in between the raffles.
Sure.
So little time to get a little bite to eat. Yeah, I think that pretty much sums up.
Pretty much sums it up. But they can give you a call. I mean, if there's people out there too, and they're going to be talking about this, it's like we'll put a team together.
Yes,
just give you a call and get signed up.
We just need that good weather. I just want to tell you, we have a team coming. This is great. We have a team coming 5 hours away.
Okay.
They just Googled puzzle competitions because they like to do it.
Wow.
And they like the cause, Make-A-Wish.
Sure.
They know nobody, but they're coming 5 hours. I'm like, do you know where we're located? And she's like, I do. My daughter, we're just going to road trip. And I'm like, this is great.
So, what a fantastic story.
Yeah.
See, so you do have some pull, definitely.
Yeah, it's great.
I think you're going to have a great event. So how do you decide? It's my final question. How do you decide which puzzles to pick? You said you've got enough puzzles for how do you make that determination and go, okay, this one would be good?
So I actually, I got signed up with this bits and pieces company or whatever, and we just kind of look at it, and we look at the prices. I mean, puzzles have really gone up, you know, so obviously we got to purchase these.
Sure.
You know, everyone does the same puzzle, and we've heard, you know, input people like color, like, you know, we don't want to do a whiteout blizzard one, right?
Let's not.
Yeah.
So we might be there all night if we do that one.
Right. Yeah.
We just kind of look and see what's fun, and, you know, you have all ages, so you know, you want something fun or a kids would like, or adults, you know, it's fun.
Absolutely.
We did a barnyard scene one year, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind
of cute. Well, see, that's appropriate, too, around here, definitely.
Just a cute picture of something. So.
Well, you guys, good luck on Saturday. I think you're going to have a great turnout to this. And, again, still room for two teams. And, again, don't forget, today got Vitalin Truck out at Scott's Electric in the Blood Drive, and you can just walk up for that.
Correct.
All right, good stuff. Amy Casey, thanks so much for coming in. Always a pleasure and always an open door for you guys. And Make-A-Wish North Dakota. Appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
You bet. 916 here, the voice of the valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
He's like a caffeine rush without the crash.
Holy cow!
Bill Dablo, weekday mornings from 6 till 10.
Hoo-ah!
On the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW.